Caleb Marmo, Chase Bloomer, and Colby Backus. The top three from last night are in the same spots this evening for the Doughboys. The Axemen looking to get within a pair of games of second place Johnson City. Again, Kilgore at first base, Newhan at second, Sefcik at the hot corner, Swinney at shortstop, Johnson Jr. in left field, Jackson in center field, Campos in right field. And the designated hitter will be Tyler Myatt. The Axemen continue to wear their orange jerseys at home. Caleb Marmo last night went 2-for-4 with a walk, 2 stolen bases, 2 runs scored, and a strikeout. He had a spectacular game offensively. He looks to continue that tonight. Doughboys wearing their road black jerseys and gray pants. Axemen road orange jerseys at home with white pants, blue cap with an orange K. First pitch comes from the Sydney, Australia native Liam McCallum. Swing and a miss. Kingsport snapped its 8-game skid yesterday with a dominant 12-5 victory. That's how you snap a skid. The 0-1, low and outside, even count. This is a very important game because if it does come down to a tiebreaker, the Axemen would have the head-to-head with a win tonight. The 1-1, missed low and away. Liam McCallum is 1-1 overall with a 3.79 ERA. He picked up his first and only win of the season in his second relief appearance on June 12th. The 2-1, cut and a miss, strike two. McCallum is a two-way player who yesterday went 0-for-1 with 3 walks, an RBI, and a sacrifice bunt. Square count on Marmo. McCallum from the windup hurls home. Low and outside, ball three, and it skips to the right of Poteet, and the count is full on Marmo. And this is exactly how last night's game started. Marmo had a full count, and he ended up walking on 9 pitches, but McCallum does not want that to happen. Payoff from McCallum. Chopper to first base, grabbed by Kilgore, and he sprints to the bag and steps on it for the unassisted out. One out, begin tonight's game, a ground out to third base. Sends up Chase Bloomer, who is 5-for-16 against the Axemen this season with a double, a home run, 6 RBIs, 3 stolen bases, and 4 runs scored. First offering from McCallum is a ball outside. Bloomer overall is batting .306 with 23 RBIs. And a team-leading 31 runs scored. The 1-0. That's in for a called strike, lower inside part of the zone. Kingsport at home this season is 9-11, while on the road 7-10. 1-1, 1-out, bases empty, scoreless in the top of the first inning. The 1-1. Strike two call from McCallum. Caleb Marmo led off with a ground out on 6 pitches, and now it is a 1-2 count on Chase Bloomer. McCallum from the windup sends home. Ball two, high and outside, and the count is square. Kingsport's starting pitchers this season are 5-12 with a 5.89 ERA and a 1.66 whip. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Bloomer. The pitch, ball three in the dirt. And the Doughboys face back-to-back full counts to begin tonight's game. The payoff for McCallum. Low and inside, ball four, and it's a 1-out walk for Bloomer. From Hunter Wright Stadium, I'm Ben Slotnick. The Axemen look to win their second straight game since losing eight in a row. Runner on first, one out for Colby Backus. He had a four-hit game yesterday and is 6-for-9 in two games against the Axemen with a hat trick of doubles, three RBIs, and a run scored. First offering from McCallum. Ball in the dirt, kept in front by Poteet. Backus has driven in 16 runs in 15 games played, including two yesterday. He recorded an RBI double in the first inning yesterday. McCallum will lob back to first base. Backus is batting .308. Joined the team late in the season and made his Doughboy debut on June 29th against Kingsport. Recorded a walk-off single. The 1-0. Strike call. Caleb Marmo led off with a ground out to the first baseman Tanner Kilgore, and then Chase Bloomer walked on a full count pitch. Even count on Backus. The 1-1. Tails outside. Bloomer leads off first base. McCallum checks on him. Fires home the 2-1. Low and inside, ball three. Johnson City, or Kingsport, in the first inning this season has allowed 37 runs and scored 21. A minus 16 run differential. It's their second worst inning. And McCallum throws back to first baseman Kilgore. The 3-1, ball four, low and outside, and Backus walks on five pitches. Back-to-back walks for the Doughboys. And they have runners on first and second with one out.
Now batting number 35, Braden Spano.
McCallum, in his last start, only walked one batter in five innings. He's already walked two batters in a third of an inning. So after retiring his first batter, a little rocky stretch for McCallum, walking back-to-back hitters. The mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas to Thatcher Poteet and Liam McCallum has concluded. In the first inning yesterday, the score after the opening inning was 3-2 Axemen. Scoreless in the top of the first inning tonight. Runners on first and second, one out. Backus on first base, Bloomer on second. They both walked, and now it's the cleanup batter, Braden Spano. First offering. Line drive to the shortstop. Swinney makes the catch. Throw to second in time for the half inning ending 6-4 double play. Through half an inning, scoreless in Kingsport. Due up in the bottom of the first inning. Campos, Johnson Jr., Swinney to face Felix Morin when we return.
Axemen fans, come out tomorrow night as we play the Bluefield Bridge Runners. We will have post-game fireworks as well.
Liam McCallum gets out of an early tough situation through 18 pitches, only 7 strikes, but a scoreless first inning to the bottom half. The Axemen look to take an early lead when we return.
TL 13-30-19. Instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here. Somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This is the defensive alignment for the Johnson City Doughboys. Starting pitcher Felix Morin. Catcher Eduardo Morales. First baseman Braden Spano. At second base, Chase Bloomer. Third baseman Kyle Proctor. At shortstop and making his Doughboys debut, Justin Bell. In left field, Caleb Marmo. In center field, Colby Backus. And in right field, Nate Connor. The designated hitter tonight, Joey LaMattina for the Doughboys. Starting pitcher Felix Morin is 1-0 overall with a 3.8 ERA through five completed starts. He has a 1.61 whip, 271 opponent average, and 59.6% strike rate. First offering to Campos is outside ball one. Campos had a phenomenal night offensively yesterday. He reached base safely in four of six plate appearances. The 1-0, cut and a miss. He walked twice, recorded a hit, and was hit by a pitch. The 1-1, Campos fouls it off the home plate netting. A ball and two strikes. In his last two games, Campos has reached base safely in six of 11 plate appearances. Morin from the windup hurls home the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and an early K for Morin.
Now batting left fielder, number 22, R.J. Johnson.
R.J. Johnson Jr. has been on a spectacular stretch. In fact, in six straight games, Johnson Jr. has reached base safely multiple times, recorded a hit, and scored a run. First offering, cut and a miss on the outside off speed. Yesterday, he went 1-for-5 with a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout. The 0-1, low and away. On this six-game stretch, Johnson Jr. is 9-for-24, batting .375 with five stolen bases and six runs scored. One run in each game. The 1-1, cut and a miss, strike two. Bases empty, one out, scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. A pair of four-pitch swinging strikeouts from Felix Morin to begin his outing. Bases empty, two outs for Mason Swinney. Against Johnson City this season is 6-for-19. First offering is a called strike. He's doubled twice against the Doughboys, driven in a run, stolen three bases, and scored three times. The 0-1 tails outside, ball and a strike. Swinney is batting .238 with 18 RBIs and a team-leading 24 runs scored. The 1-1 is watched for a strike two call. The 1-2. Outside, square count. Swinney has scored 12 runs in his last 11 games, including a pair in yesterday's 12-5 win. The 2-2. Cut and a miss, strike three. It's a perfect first inning on a hat trick of swinging strikeouts from Felix Morin. Scoreless through the opening inning to the top of the second. Connor, Proctor, LaMattina, 5-6-7 batters due up for the Doughboys.
Seats in the
house. 13 pitches, right, 9 strikes for Morin in the opening frame.
Right.
Liam McCallum returns to the mound for the Axemen when we return.
TO 08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Well, yesterday was 3-2 after the first inning. Tonight, scoreless. Nate Connor will lead off the top of the second inning. Late in the game, recorded his first hit against the Axemen in 13 at-bats this season. First offering from McCallum, low and away, ball one. Connor is 1-for-13 with an RBI, 4 walks, 2 runs scored, and 3 strikeouts. Against the Axemen, so he's been putting the ball in play against Kingsport. The 1-0, low and away. Connor overall is batting .212 with 12 RBIs and 21 runs scored. The 2-0, ball in the dirt. It's funny, if you read it, from average to RBIs to runs scored, it's 2-1, 2-1, 2, 2-1. 3 balls and no strikes. McCallum struggling to find the zone early on. The pitch. Strike one call. Entering tonight, McCallum had walked just 9 batters in 19 innings. The 3-1 is lifted high in the air to deep right field. Campos going back at the warning track, and it's off the wall. And Connor will stand up safely with a leadoff double. That's the first hit of the game for either team. Runner on second, nobody out for Kyler Proctor. Recorded a golden sombrero yesterday. He went 0-for-4 with 4 strikeouts. He's 1-for-9 with 6 Ks against Kingsport this season. So a fast start to the top of the second inning, a leadoff double for Connor as the opening pitch is a ball outside to Proctor. One ball and no strikes. The Axemen look to keep this game tied entering the bottom of the second inning, but they need 3 more outs. The 1-0 drops in for a called strike. Beautiful pitch from McCallum. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Ball and 2 strikes on Kyler Proctor. Looks to avoid striking out for the 5th consecutive at-bat in this series. Connor leads off second base. McCallum looks back at him, hurls home the 1-2. Swing and a miss! Hoo-ah! He comes from a land down under. Liam McCallum punches out Proctor, and that's his first strikeout of the game. Runner on second, 1 out for Joey LaMattina, the designated hitter. He started the season with Elizabethton, then was transferred to Johnson City. He's 4-for-31, batting .129, but 3 of those 4 hits have been for extra bases, including a triple against the Axemen earlier this season back at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. First offering is in for a called strike. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. No balls and a strike. One out. Joey LaMattina up to bat. He's driven in four runs and scored five times. McCallum steps off and he's back on the rubber. The pitch. Tails outside, even count. McCallum has thrown 29 pitches, 13 strikes. 1-1 count on LaMattina. Connor leads off second base following his leadoff double. McCallum looks back at him and fires home. Swing and a miss. McCallum has now struck out 20 batters on the season and 20 in a third innings pitched. Virtually a strikeout per inning from the Aussie. Hurls home the 1-2. Lifted foul down the right field line, and that'll drop in foul territory. The count remains 1-2 on Joey LaMattina, the eighth hitting designated hitter. Pitch. Skied high in the air to shallow left field. Johnson Jr. charging in, and he makes the catch on the run for the second out of the second inning. After that leadoff double, McCallum has bounced back, recording a pair of outs without Connor advancing to third base. Runner on second, two outs for Eduardo Morales. 2-for-10 against the Axemen this season with an RBI and four strikeouts. He's batting .253 this season. First offering from McCallum. Chopper foul first base side, and that will roll in front of the Kingsport dugout. McCallum threw 18 pitches in the first inning, 15 so far in the second. Connor takes a big lead off second base. Nobody holding him on. The 0-1. Tails in for a called strike. No balls, two strikes, two outs. McCallum from the stretch position. Looks back at Connor. Another peek. Now he fires home. Lifted foul and out of play, first base side. In the first inning, Johnson City scored no runs on no hits but left two on base because both Bloomer and Backus walked. And in the second inning, Connor led off with a double, but then Proctor struck out swinging and LaMattina flew out to left field with Connor staying put at second base. The 0-2 once more. Slow roller, foul. First base side near the Kingsport dugout. The 0-2 for the third time from Liam McCallum is upcoming. The pitch. Ball in the dirt, kept in front by Poteet. The Doughboys are 0-for-3 early on, batting with runners in scoring position, including the Spano half-inning ending line-out double play to end the top of the first inning. And time is called. Tonight's umpiring crew, home plate Michael Green, first base Santiago de la Garza. The 1-2. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! Liam McCallum punches out Morales swinging. It's a scoreless second inning for the Aussie. A pair of strikeouts and a flyout. To the bottom of the second inning, Kingsport looking to strike first at Hunter Wright Stadium. McCown threw 20 pitches in the second inning, 14 strikes. The middle of the order is due up. The red hot, Cal Sefcik, then Tanner Kilgore, Nico Newhan. 4-5-6 hitters for the orange, white, and blue when we return.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
First pitch was at 7:01 p.m. Eastern. It's now 7:26, so 25 minutes since first pitch. Felix Morin returns to the mound for the Doughboys. He was untouchable in the bottom of the first inning. Three batters faced, three swinging strikeouts. Retiring Campos, Johnson Jr., and Swinney on 13 total pitches. Cal Sefcik will lead off the bottom of the second inning. Sefcik started the season 4-for-31 when batting in the first three innings, but is since 5-for-7 in innings 1-3. In last game, he went 1-for-1 with a 2-RBI triple. First offering is a ball low and inside to the Cincinnati Bearcat. Sefcik against Johnson City this season is 5-for-13 with three extra base hits. The 1-0 is in for a called strike. On his six-game hit streak, Sefcik is 11-for-21, batting .524 with eight RBIs. The 1-1, Sefcik grounds it to third base, picked up by Proctor. Throw across the diamond is in time for the out. Little wild on the throw, but close enough to get the out.
Now batting first baseman, number 20, Tanner.
4 up, 4 down to begin the outing for Felix Morin. And it brings up Tanner Kilgore, who for the first time this season starts in consecutive games. In his first two games, Kilgore went 1-for-9 with a strikeout. Yesterday went 3-for-5 with an RBI double. First pitch called strike to Kilgore. The 0-1. Kilgore chops it to third base. Proctor charging in, fields it on the backhand. Throw to first is a laser for the out. 5 quick outs for Felix Morin. 3 strikeouts and 2 groundouts to the third baseman, Kyler Proctor. Base is empty. 2 outs for Nico Newhan. First offering is in for a called strike. Newhan did not start yesterday, and he came in as a defensive substitution in the ninth inning. The 0-1, downstairs, even count. The 1-1, Newhan, ground ball to third base. Proctor scoops it up, throw to first, is on the money for the inning-ending out. A hat trick of groundouts to Kyler Proctor in the bottom of the second inning. And Felix Morin is perfect through a pair of scoreless frames. Top of the third inning. Scoreless at Hunter Wright Stadium. Due up for the Doughboys. 9-1-2 batters Justin Bell, Caleb Marmo, and Chase Bloomer. Identical, well, in the sense that all outs were the same. In the first inning, 3 swinging strikeouts. In the second inning, 3 groundouts to the third baseman, Kyler Proctor. Morin threw just 8 pitches in the second inning. 7 strikes. He He's been brilliant. But McCallum is back on the mound for the Axemen, looking to continue a scoreless outing of his own when we return.
Tennessee State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Liam McCallum threw two scoreless innings, has allowed one hit, two walks, and struck out a pair of batters. He's thrown 38 pitches, 21 have been strikes. Threw 18 pitches, 7 strikes in the first inning, and then 14 strikes on 20 pitches in the second. Justin Bell, with his first plate appearance of the season for the Doughboys, leads off. First offering is a ball up and away. Both times, after the bottom half of the inning, McCallum has had really no time to rest. The 1-0, cut and a miss. Because in the bottom of the first inning, a 13-pitch perfect inning from Morin, and then an 8-pitch perfect inning in the second. The 1-1. Blooped into center field. Jackson charging in, and it will drop in for a base hit. In his first Doughboy at bat, Bell singles. Back to the top of the order for Caleb Marmo. First offering is a ball downstairs. The 1-0. Ball in the dirt outside. Justin Bell led off with a single into center field. Two-0 from McCallum. Inside ball three. McCallum has already walked a pair of batters, both in the first inning. Three balls and no strikes on Marmo. The pitch. Ball four, low and away, and it's a four-pitch walk for Marmo, and the Doughboys have runners on first and second with nobody out.
Number one, Chase Bloomer.
Entering tonight, McCallum had walked three batters in his last nine innings. Tonight, already three walks in two innings. Marmo on first base, Bell on second. Chase Bloomer up to bat. First offering is low and inside. The 1-0 for McCallum. Strike call. Scoreless in the top of the third inning. Doughboys, no runs on two hits. Kingsport has yet to have a base runner. The 1-1. lifted into center field. Tyree Jackson will make the catch. That's the first out in the top of the third inning. Runners on first and second now for Colby Backus, who also walked his first time up. Well, the theme so far tonight for McCallum is allowing early base runners, but then taking care of the rest. The Doughboys now 0 for 5 tonight, batting with runners in scoring position. Marmo on first, Bell on second base. First offering to Backus is in for a strike call. McCallum has now thrown 49 pitches, 23 balls, 26 strikes. It's his third start of the season. His previous six appearances had been in relief. But after Aiden Milburn left, the Axemen really needed another starter, and he has filled that role. The 0-1, strike two call. McCallum gets the signal from his catcher, Thatcher Poteet. Fires home the 0-2. Held up on the check swing, ball one low and inside. Limited to no scoreboard watching tonight because this is the only game that matters with the Doughboys in second place, the Axemen chasing them from third. A ball and two strikes on Backus. The pitch. Outside, ball two. Justin Bell led off with a single. Caleb Marmo walked on four pitches, and then Bloomer lined out to the center fielder, Tyree Jackson. Square count on Backus. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah. Liam McCallum punches out Backus swinging, and that's three strikeouts for the man out of Coppin State. Doughboys are now 0 for 6, batting with runners in scoring position. We're still in the third inning. Again, the theme, Doughboys getting early base runners in the inning and then can't do anything with it. Runners on first and second, two outs for Braden Spano, who is 0 for 1 with a line out to the shortstop Mason Swinney, which ended up being a 6-4 double play. First pitch to Spano is low and away. The Doughboy is looking to strike first. The 1-0, ball in the dirt. Hitters count for Spano. The 2-0 for McCallum. Lifted into left field. Johnson Jr. will make the half-inning ending catch. A hat trick of scoreless frames for Liam McCallum to begin his night on the mound. And the Doughboys are now hitless in seven at-bats, hitting with runners in scoring position. To the bottom of the third, zeros at Hunter Wright Stadium. The Axemen look to get their first base runner. Due up for the Axemen. Bottom three batters, Myatt, Poteet, and Jackson, when we return. Doughboys have already left five on base through three innings. Bottom of the third coming up next. Felix Morin back on the hill. for the Doughboys.
At East Tennessee State University, nearly half of all students graduate debt-free. In fact, ETSU is ranked among the best universities in the nation for students graduating with the least amount of debt. Students excel in over 160 academic programs, including nationally ranked options in health sciences, digital media, technology, and the arts. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
Tyler Myatt will lead off the bottom of the third inning. On his four-game hit streak, Myatt is 5-for-15 with two RBIs. First offering is low and away. In his previous 16 games played, Myatt went 4-for-46 with one RBI. The 1-0 is fouled off the home plate netting. Significant improvement from Myatt. Against the Doughboys this season, he is 1-for-8 with a walk and 4 strikeouts. The 1-1. Strike 2 call. Morin has retired his first 6 batters face, 3 strikeouts and 3 groundouts to the third baseman, Kyler Proctor. The 1-2 is low and outside in the dirt, kept in front by Morales. Scoreless in the bottom of the third inning. Quite different from how yesterday's game started. Turned out to be a 12-5 final in favor of the Axemen. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And Morin has taken care of 7 straight batters to begin his outing. And he has 4 swinging Ks. Base is empty, 1 out for Thatcher Poteet. He's 1-for-10 with 2 strikeouts. He's the only player in the lineup who has not faced the Doughboys this season. First pitch is fouled off the backstop. Poteet went 0-for-3 with a strikeout in each of his first two games, but in his last start on July 17th versus Burlington, he went 1-for-4 with no strikeouts. The 0-1. Strike 2 call. He singled on the first pitch of the bottom of the fifth inning for his first hit of the season against the Sock Puppets. No balls and 2 strikes on the 8th hitting catcher. The pitch. Ground ball to first base. Backhanded by Spano. His sprint to the bag. He dives and touches the bag for the out. Outstanding play by Spano, and that's the second out in the bottom of the third inning. Base is empty, 2 outs for the 9th hitting center fielder, Tyree Jackson. First offering from Morin. Low and inside, ball 1. In his first 14 games played, Jackson went 11-for-49, batting .224. The 1-0. Strike 1 call. In his last 15 games played, Jackson is 18-for-57, batting .316. The 1-1. Low and inside, ball 2. Jackson is 4-for-12 against the Doughboys this season, including 2-for-5 yesterday. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Felix Morin threw 13 pitches in a perfect first inning, 8 pitches in a perfect second inning, and is so far throwing 12 pitches in the bottom of the third inning. Square count on Jackson. The pitch. Ball 3, low and inside. And the Axemen are 1 ball away from recording their first base runner of the game. Payoff for Morin. Chopped foul, third base side, past third base coach David Newhan. The payoff once more. Jackson rips it down the left field line for a base hit. Jackson peels towards second base, and he will stand up safely with a two-out, two-strike double. Well, kill two birds with one stone. Break up the no-hitter and the perfect game. Runner on second, two outs for Josh Campos. When batting with runners in scoring position, Campos is 1-for-5 with an RBI ground out and a walk. First offering drops for a called strike. Campos tonight is 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. Kingsport looks to strike first. The 0-1. Campos with a half swing and a miss. Strike two. Believe it or not, when scoring first, the Axemen are 7-9, but when their opponent scores first, they're 9-12. So it's really not that much of a difference. Not great at keeping leads, but also great at coming back. The 0-2, high and outside. Yesterday was a come-from-behind victory. But they never trailed after the end of an inning. Ball and two strikes on Campos. Morin looks back at Jackson, fires home. Swing and a miss, strike three. A hat-trick of scoreless innings for both Liam McCallum and Felix Morin. And that's the fifth strikeout for Morin. Through a third of tonight's game, scoreless at Hunter Wright Stadium. Due up in the top of the fourth inning, 5-6-7 batters Connor Proctor, LaMattina due up for the Doughboys. McCallum returns to the mound for the men in orange.
Tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century, using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Nate Connor is 1-for-1 with a leadoff double tonight. And he'll start the top of the fourth inning at the plate. McCallum in three scoreless frames has allowed two hits, walked three batters, and struck out three batters. First offering to Connor is in for a strike call. McCallum has now thrown 57 pitches, 30 strikes, 27 balls. The 0-1. Ripped down the right field line for a base hit. Campos cuts it off, and it'll only be a leadoff single for Connor, and that is a very underrated defensive play by Josh Campos. If the Doughboys end up stranding a runner on third base this inning, thank Joshua Campos, because he just prevented a double. Runner on first, nobody out for Kyler Proctor, who is 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. First offering. Chopper to shortstop, Swinney charges in, fields it cleanly, throw to second in time, and Newhan has no play to first base. But they get the lead force out for the opening out in the fourth inning. And that is because of Campos. A double wouldn't have had a force out. Runner on first, one out for Joey LaMattina, who is 0-for-1 with a flyout to the left fielder, R.J. Johnson, Jr. First offering is a ball downstairs. So a leadoff single from Nate Connor, who already has a multi-hit game, and then on the next pitch, Proctor Grounded out to the shortstop, Swinney, and now he is the runner on first base. The 1-0. Low ball two. Scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. Very quick game so far. We haven't even played 50 minutes. Well, we're in the 49th minute. The 2-0, Proctor takes off. It's a ball downstairs. Poteet's throw down to second base is offline, and it's a stolen base for Kyler Proctor. This is the fourth 3-0 count faced by a Doughboy batter. The pitch. Low and inside, ball four, and it's a four-pitch walk for La Montina. And the Doughboys have runners on first and second with one out.
Now batting number 17, Eduardo Morales.
I'll tell you what, rather have a four-pitch walk than a nine-pitch walk. Because when McCallum's been walking batters, they haven't seen many pitches, but then McCallum immediately bounces back and gets a quick out within the next three pitches of the following batter. First offering to Morales. Swing and a miss, strike one. La Martina on first base, Proctor on second. McCallum from the stretch position. He looks back at second base because Proctor was taking a large lead and then he stepped off. Wise move. Darth Plagueis the Wise. No balls and a strike on Morales. The pitch. Cut and a miss. Strike two. The Doughboys tonight are 0-for-7 batting with runners in scoring position. It has been their kryptonite this evening. From the stretch position, McCallum looks back at the runner on second base, Proctor. Another peek, fires home. Ball one, low and outside. Morales is 0-for-1 with a half-inning ending swinging strikeout in the top of the second inning. He's 2-for-11 against Kingsport this year with 5 Ks. The 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Newhand scoops it up, steps on the bag, throw to first, in time for the out. And it's a half-inning ending 4-3 double play. I should have been more excited about that play. I don't know why I was, but that ends the fourth inning. To the bottom half, scoreless at Hunter Wright Stadium. It just didn't look like Newhand stepped on the bag, but he may have had his foot on it when he made the play. It was so perfectly hit to him. That's the second time tonight the Doughboys have hit into a half-inning ending double play. McCallum has thrown 4 scoreless innings. Two up in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-3-4 batters. Johnson Jr., Swinney, and Sefcik. Axman looking to break the scoreless tie. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151. For Josh Heppner, attorney at law.
Leading off for your action, left fielder, number 22, R.J. Johnson.
Well, the two clubs are combined 0 for 9 batting with runners in scoring position, but that's like saying that Kobe Bryant and Kwame Brown combined for 54 points. Kobe had 53 and Kwame had 1. First pitch to Johnson Jr. is a ball low and away. That's because the Doughboys are 0 for 8, but the Axemen are 0 for 1 hitting with RSP. Kwame Brown. He had a great career, said nobody ever. There's the 1-0 is in for a called strike. Johnson Jr. is 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout. The pitch. Downstairs, ball 2. Morin in 3 scoreless innings. No walks, 5 strikeouts, 1 hit. The 2-1, low and outside. Morin is 1 ball away from walking his first batter of the game. The pitch. Strike 2 call and the count is full. Morin from the windup. Fires home the payoff. Johnson Jr. chops it. Slow roller to second base. And the throw to first is in time. No way. He beat that out. It was called an out, but he beat it out. And that's the first out of the bottom of the fourth inning.
Now batting shortstop, number 88, Mason Swinney.
Well, in my book, it's an infield single, but in the only book that matters, it's a ground out to the second baseman, Chase Bloomer. First offering to Mason Swinney, low and inside, ball 1. Morin has retired 10 of 11 batters faced. The 0-1, or the 1-0, is popped up behind home plate. The catcher Morales going after it. He runs out of room. It bounces in the bleachers. In the fourth inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 28-27. They have a minus 1 run differential in both the second and fourth innings. Scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-1 count, 1 out, bases empty. Dallas Baptist Patriot up to bat. The pitch ripped right back to the second baseman, Bloomer, who makes the catch. 2 down. An infield assist and a putout for Bloomer in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bases empty, 2 outs for Cal Sefcik, looking to extend his team-best hit streak to 7 games. He is 11 for his last 22 at-bats. First offering. Sefcik smashes it high and deep to left field. Marmo going back at the warning track. That ball has vacated the premises. Sefcik blasts his 4th home run of the season. It's a go-ahead solo blast, and the Axemen lead 1-0. He extends his hit streak to 7 games in some kind of style. First offering to Tanner Kilgore. Ripped to the shortstop, who makes a leaping grab. Bell makes the inning-ending catch. We head to the top of the 5th. Axemen 1, Doughboys nothing. A Cal Sefcik solo home run is the difference. What a fast game. I'm having the time of my life. That was an extremely quick bottom of the 4th inning. Johnson Jr. grounded out on 6 pitches. Swinney lined out on 3. Sefcik homered on the first pitch, only 11 pitches. And Morin has thrown under 20 pitches in each of the first 4 innings. To the top of the 5th inning, McCallum is back on the hill, 3 outs away from being qualified for the victory. Cal Sefcik home run is the difference.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game, and again, the lighting here. Somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
McCallum in four scoreless frames has allowed three hits, four walks, and struck out three batters. Justin Bell will lead off the top of the fifth inning. First offering popped up. Shallow right field. Josh Campos is under it, and he makes the catch. And going back to the bottom of the fourth inning, that is three straight one-pitch at-bats. A first-pitch solo home run from Sefcik. A first-pitch line-out to the shortstop Bell from Proctor, or from Kilgore, and then a first-pitch fly-out to Campos from Bell. This is on pace to be the quickest game of the season for the, and probably the Doughboys as well. Base is empty, one out. The pitch, strike one call. Don't turn your head. You might miss two outs. No balls and a strike on the leadoff man, Marmo. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And I saw, like, sunflower seeds or something get spit out at home plate. I don't know what that was, but something came out. That is one magic loogie if it was. No balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch, low and outside in the dirt. Kingsport with one run on two hits. Johnson City no runs on three hits. The 1-2. Ball two outside, and the count is square on Caleb Marmo. Tonight, Marmo is 0-for-1 with a ground out and a walk his last time up. He's faced full count pitches in each of his first two completed plate appearances. The 2-2, ball three, low and outside. And he will face a full count for his third straight plate appearance. I love the last name Marmo. Full count, one out. Base is empty in the top of the fifth inning. Payoff for McCallum. Swing and a miss! Hoo-ah! Five strikeouts for Mr. McCallum.
Now batting number one, Chase Doomer.
Correction, four strikeouts. Base is empty, two outs for Chase Bloomer, who was 0-for-1 with a walk and a flyout to the center fielder Tyree Jackson. So the Doughboys scored five runs last week against Tri-State despite getting no hit in a nine-inning game as the first pitch is fouled off the backstop. But tonight, no runs on three hits and 0-for-8 batting with runners in scoring position. I still cannot believe that not only did the Doughboys get no hit in a nine-inning game, but the fact that they scored five runs is just mind-boggling. You know how many errors and walks you need for that? The 0-1. Strike two call. Liam McCallum is one strike away from booking his first perfect inning of the evening. He has faced a minimum of four batters in each of his first four completed innings. The 0-2 dropped by Poteet, but it was a ball, so it doesn't matter. One ball, two strikes, two outs. McCallum is one strike away from being qualified for the victory. The pitch launched into deep left field. Going back, Johnson Jr., and it's off the wall for a base hit. And it's a two-out, two-strike double for Chase Bloomer. Runner on second, two outs for Braden Spano. Brother Colby Backus up to bat. Backus tonight is 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. The Doughboys are 0-for-8 batting with runners in scoring position. And now a quick mound visit from Tanner Kilgore to Liam McCallum, number 3 and number 30. Well, I know for a fact that the best number 3 in baseball history is Babe Ruth. And then in basketball, it's probably Dwayne Wade. Or maybe Allen Iverson. Probably Iverson. The Doughboys look to tie or take their first lead of the game. Colby Backus up to bat with a runner on second and 2 outs. McCallum from the stretch position looks back, fires home. First offering is fouled back. No balls and a strike. No balls and a strike on the Tennessee Vol. Coppin State pitcher, Tennessee batter. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. McCallum is 1 strike away from completing 5 shutout innings of baseball. Bloomer leads off second base. McCallum takes a third look back. The 0-2. Fouled off the home plate netting. Liam McCallum attends Coppin State. The most notable athlete to come out of Coppin State would have to be Larry Stewart. Played in the NBA. The count remains 0-2 on Colby Backus. McCallum from the stretch position looks back at Bloomer, hurls home. Fouled away and out of play. Larry Stewart played from 1991 to 1995 for the Washington Bullets and then from 96 to 97 for the Seattle Supersonics, and currently he's the head coach at Coppin State men's basketball team. He went 2-27 in his first year. For the third time, Liam McCallum will fire home an 0-2 pitch. Here it is. Ball 1 in the dirt outside. Kingsport 1, Johnson City 0 in the top of the 5th inning. 1-2 count, 2 outs. Bloomer the runner on second base. McCallum looks back at Bloomer, hurls home. Ball 2 downstairs. This will be a minimum of a 7-pitch plate appearance between McCallum and Backus. The 2-2 from McCallum. Flied high in the air, but way foul. And well out of play. Now another mound visit from Poteet to McCallum. You want to talk about somebody who lived a life after playing 5 years in the NBA. Larry Stewart played in Turkey, Spain, Greece, and France for a decade. Up comes the 8th pitch of the plate appearance between McCallum and Backus. The 2-2 once more. Swing and a miss! Hoo-ah! Liam McCallum has tossed 5 scoreless frames. And he is in line for his 2nd victory of the season. We're halfway done with tonight's game. To the bottom of the 5th, Kingsport 1, Johnson City nada. Two up for the Axemen. Newhand, Myatt, Poteet. 6-7-8 batters when we return. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made in Tennessee, so enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick some up at your local grocery retailer. Enjoy some Garth Brooks, who, by the way, is a big fan of Billy Joel, as am I. Nico Newhand will lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. He's 0-for-1 with an inning-ending ground out to the third baseman, Proctor. First offering, in for a called strike. Since going 4-for-12, Newhand is 3-for-19. The 0-1, foul tip, strike two. Against Johnson City this season, Newhand is hitless in 10 at-bats, but he's driven in a pair of runs, stolen a base, and scored a run. The 0-2. Line drive back to the third baseman. Proctor scoops it up and throws across the diamond for the out. Well hit ball from Newhand, but an even better play made by Proctor, who now has 5 infield assists, 3 of which came in 1 inning back in the second. Base is empty, 1 out for Tyler Myatt, who is 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. He enters tonight on a 4-game hit streak. First offering, low and away. He's 5-for-16 at-bats. And he recorded his first extra base hit in the bottom of the 8th inning on July 17th against Burlington. The 1-0, check swing, called strike. It was a double down the left field line with 2 outs and a 93-mile-an-hour exit velocity. The 1-1, Myatt cutting a miss. His previous 11 hits were singles. Base is empty, 1 out in the bottom of the 5th inning. Felix Morin fires home the 1-2. Low and away, ball 2. When batting with the bases empty this season, Myatt is 4-for-37, the 2-2. Low and away, ball 3. But when hitting with runners on, he's 8-for-31, batting .258. So base is empty. When he's hitting from the windup, he struggles, but he looks to get on base right now. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. And Myatt is 0-for-2 with a pair of swinging Ks.
Now batting catcher, number 3, Thatcher Poteet.
Base is empty, 2 outs for Thatcher, the catcher Poteet, who was 0-for-1 with a ground out to the first baseman, Braden Spano. First offering is a slow roller, foul to the right of home plate. It's 8:14 p.m. There's a chance this game ends a little bit before, I would say, you know, if I had to predict right now, the final out of this game will be recorded at 9:22 p.m. The 0-1, low and inside. Pitcher's duel between McCallum and Morin. The difference is the Sefcik solo blast that came in the bottom of the 4th inning. The 1-1, outside. Two one for Morin. Poteet pummels it into center field, but drifting back Backus, and he makes the inning-ending catch. It's a perfect fifth inning for Morin. His third perfect frame of the night. To the top of the sixth inning, Axman 1, Doughboys looking to get on the board for the first time tonight when we return. And the Axman will most likely bring in a new pitcher. Oh, wow, Liam McCallum is coming back out. Look at that. Well, I don't have a problem with it. Top of the sixth, middle of the order, Span, O'Connor, and Proctor due up. Looking to wreak some havoc in the top of the sixth inning. Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands to get yourself an Elm Hill hot dog, the only hot dog made in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Well, Devin Zyers has been out of the lineup for a few days, but hope to see him back soon. After Liam McCallum threw a few warm-up pitches, now he's being escorted out by the trainer, Brandon Harris, and the Axemen will bring in a new pitcher. Well, McCallum is in line for the win. In five innings, he allowed no runs on four hits, four walks, and five strikeouts. It was phenomenal. We'll see who the new pitcher is. Let you know who the new pitcher is in just a few moments. And it'll be David Ellison.
New pitcher for the Axemen, number 40, David Brian Ellison.
Ellison is 6'4", 230 pounds. He's the oldest active player on the Axemen, 23 years of age. He's from Morristown, Tennessee, and just graduated from Lincoln Memorial University. So now he'll throw some warm-up pitches. David Ellison has two completed appearances this season. In two innings, he has allowed five runs, four earned on three hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. In his season debut on July 11th versus Danville, Ellison retired two of nine batters faced and allowed four earned runs in the fifth inning on 31 total pitches. In his second and most recent appearance on July 16th versus Burlington, Ellison recorded a perfect ninth inning on a pair of lineouts and a groundout in 18 total pitches. Six of his 12 strikes were foul balls. Ellison will face the middle of the Doughboys order. First pitch to Connor, or Spano inside, ball one. Spano tonight, 0 for 1, lined into a double play and lined out to the left fielder, R.J. Johnson Jr. The 1-0 from Ellison. sliced foul and out of play. Kingsport has not recorded a shutout victory all season. The closest they came was against Tri-State. They led 8-0 entering the ninth inning, but surrendered 3 runs in the top half of the ninth. The 1-1. Lifted into right field. Campos drifting back in front of the warning track, and he makes the catch. Camping Campos. This guy plays a great right field. And that's the first out in the top of the sixth inning. Base is empty, one out. Brings up Nate Connor, who is responsible for 2 of Johnson City's 4 hits. Doubled in the second, singled in the fourth inning. First offering is a ball low and inside. Tonight, or tomorrow, I believe, is fireworks night at Hunter Wright Stadium. The 1-0. Connor pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. The catcher, Thatcher Poteet, running after it, and he dropped it. And frankly, I felt like Kilgore, that should have been Kilgore's ball, but that's a strike one. Hopefully this doesn't come back to bite him. Ball and a strike, one out, base is empty. Axman 1, Doughboys 0. Ellison from the windup delivers the 1-1. Just missed outside. Two balls and a strike on Connor. The pitch. Strike 2 call. The 2-2 from Ellison. Just missed outside and the count is full. Ellison is yet to walk a batter. And he has faced 13, including 1 tonight. Payoff pitch. Skied into deep center field. Tyree Jackson drifting back, and he makes the over-the-shoulder catch for the second out of the sixth inning. Defensive masterclass tonight from Kingsport. Nobody on, 2 outs for Kyler Proctor, who is 0-for-2 with a strikeout swinging and a ground out to the shortstop, Swinney. First pitch is a ball outside the zone. The 1-0. Low and inside, ball 2. Kyler Proctor transferred from Oklahoma State to Austin Peay. Quite a few Austin Peay guys in the league. The 2-0. Strike 1 call. Sean Scott from Danville. They have multiple guys from Austin Peay that play on the Otterbots. The 2-1. Proctor bloops it into shallow center field. Jackson charging in, and it drops in for a base hit. And it's a 2-out single for Proctor. Runner on first, 2 outs for Joey LaMartina, who is 0-for-1 with a fly out to left fielder Johnson Jr. and a walk his last time up. Kingsport looks to continue the shutout. Proctor leads off first base. Ellison in the stretch. Comes home with the first offering. It's popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. Ellison from the stretch comes set. Sends home the 0-1. Outside, ball 1. Elizabethan leads Pulaski 2-0 in the sixth inning. Then Greenville leads Burlington 4-1 in the top of the fifth. Ball and a strike. The pitch. Missed outside, ball 2. Good spot, though, from Ellison. Then Bluefield trails Bristol 4-2, and Danville leads Tri-State 5-2. Every game is relatively close right now in the Appalachian League tonight. 2-1 from Ellison. Foul tip, strike two. Ellison is one strike away from recording a scoreless sixth inning. That would be a second straight scoreless frame since allowing five runs and one inning in his Axman debut against Danville. Proctor leads off first base. Square count offering from Ellison. Lined into right field. Campos charging in. He can't make the catch, and it drops for a base hit. Pair of two-out singles for the Doughboys, Proctor and LaMattina. And now runners on first and second for Eduardo Morales. When batting with runners in scoring position, the Doughboys are hitless in nine ABs, and they've left nine runners on base. Morales tonight is 0 for 2 with a half-inning ending swinging strikeout and a half-inning ending double play. He looks to avoid ending the half-inning for the third time tonight. First offering, cut and a miss. LaMattina on first base, Proctor on second. They both single. The 0-1. Morales pops it up. First baseman Kilgore is under it, and he makes the half-inning ending catch. Kilgore kills the Doughboys' chance of getting on the board. Through five and a half innings, Axman 1, Doughboys 0. It's a scoreless sixth inning from David Ellison. To the bottom of the sixth, due up, 9-1-2 hitters, Jackson, Campos, Johnson Jr., when we return.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Felix Morin has pitched an incredible game for the Doughboys. In five innings, has allowed an earned run on two hits, no walks, six strikeouts. He has thrown 13 pitches or fewer in four of his five completed innings. The Axemen look to have a lengthy offensive half of inning with Tyree Jackson leading off. He's one for one with a double. He broke up the early perfect game bid. First pitch is in for a strike call. Jackson has now doubled three times in his last six games. The 0-1. Strike two call from Morin. A very low pitch count for Felix Morin. 66 pitches now. The 0-2. Jackson rips it into left center field, and it'll be caught by Backus for the out. And it would be a shame if Morin becomes the losing pitcher tonight because he's been dealing. Felix Morin is from Quebec City, and he attends Canisius. First offering to Campos. Back to the top of the order. Ball low and inside. Campos is 0 for 2 with a pair of swinging strikeouts. ended the inning his last time up in the bottom of the third. The 1-0 drops in for a called strike. Felix Moore has yet to have a loss through five completed starts. He entered tonight 1-0 with a 3.8 earned run average. The 1-1, downstairs, ball two. The 2-1, strike two call. The Axemen have one run on two hits, both of which are for extra bases, a Jackson double and a Sefcik home run, but the Doughboys have no runs on six hits. The square count pitch. Campos grounds it to first base, scooped up by Spano, and he steps on the bag for the unassisted out.
Now batting left fielder, number 22, R.J. Johnson.
Doughboys batting with runners in scoring position, 0 for 10. Axemen 0 for 1. That has been the difference tonight. Base is empty, 2 outs for R.J. Johnson, Jr. He is 0 for 2 with a ground out and a swinging strikeout. First offering, strike one call. Warren could definitely, if he gets Johnson, Jr. out here, he could probably go at least 7 innings tonight. Next pitch is a ball low and outside. He has one quality start this season, and recording it out here would get him in line for another one. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Morin has already completed three perfect innings. The 1-2. Johnson Jr. bloops it into shallow left field. Shortstop Bell drifting back, and he makes the inning-ending catch. That's the fourth perfect inning for Felix Morin, and he has himself a quality start. One run allowed in 6 innings. To the top of the 7th inning. Axemen 1, Doughboys 0.
It's time for the Swaggery Sausage strikeout inning. If the Axemen record a strikeout this inning, then everyone.
Due up for Johnson City, 9-1-2 hitters. Bell, who just made the putout, and Marmo and Bloomer. David Ellison is back on the hill for the Axemen when we return.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Johnson City has not been shut out all season long. Justin Bell will lead off to face Ellison. First pitch. Strike one call. Seemed a bit low, but Ellison benefits from that pitch. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Fouled first base side off the end of the bat. No balls and two strikes on Justin Bell, who is 1 for 2. He singled in his first Appalachian League at-bat. Now he's back in the third inning. The 0-2 from Ellison. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! Ellison strikes out Bell, swinging on three pitches, and that is his first K of the night. Bases empty, one out. Back to the top of the order for Caleb Marmo. From the windup, Ellison shakes off a sign. Now fires home. Popped up foul, third base side, out of play. No balls and a strike on Marmo. The pitch. Ball high and outside. The lone run came in the bottom of the fourth inning with two outs. A Cal Sefcik solo blast. The pitch. Blooped into shallow center field. Jackson charging in. It will split between Johnson Jr. and Jackson for a base hit. And it's a one-out single for Caleb Marmo, his first hit of the night. Runner on first, one out for Chase Bloomer. He doubled his last time up. First offering from Ellison. Flied foul and out of play, first base side. Kingsport with one run on a pair of hits. Johnson City no runs on seven hits. Two of those seven hits have been for extra bases, a pair of doubles, and then both of Kingsport's hits have been for extra bases, a double and a home run. Ellison throws back to first base, checking on Marmo. Ellison delivers home. Strike two call. Bloomer tonight, one for two with a walk. Kingsport one, Johnson City zero in the top of the seventh inning. The 0-2 from Ellison. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah. Ellison punches out his second batter of the inning swinging. And that's the second out in the top of the seventh. Runner on first, two outs. It brings up Colby Backus. Has struck out swinging in back-to-back at-bats since walking in his first plate appearance in the top of the first. First offering from Ellison. Ground ball to third. Diving stop by Sefcik. Throw to second is wild. It rolls into right field. Campos charges in, scoops it up, and now Backus reaches first base, and Marmo advances to third base on the Sefcik throwing error. Well, an incredible fielding play, but just a little off target on the throw. Not batting, and for the first time tonight, the Doughboys have a runner on third. In fact, this is the first time tonight either team has had a runner on third. That's why it feels so weird seeing a runner on third base. It's like a feels like a rarity. Runners on the corners, two outs for Braden Spano. Doughboys hitless in 10 at-bats with runners in scoring position. First offering is in for a called strike. Backus on first base, Marmo on third. The 0-1. Backus takes off, throw down to second from Kilgore is going to get past Newhan, and Marmo scores. That ties the game, 1-1. Johnson City will not get shut out tonight. O-2 count, two outs, runner on second, with Backus advancing to bag number two. The 0-2. Ball in the dirt, and that gets past Thatcher Poteet. It's a pass ball, and Backus advances to third base. All of a sudden, the Doughboys have the go-ahead run on third. Johnson City 1, Kingsport 1 in the top of the seventh inning. 1-2 count, two outs. The pitch, high and outside. So Thatcher Poteet threw down to second base, and it wasn't scooped up cleanly by Newhan, and that gave Marmo a chance to score. Iffy play. The 2-2 from Ellison. Skied high in the air to center field. Tyree Jackson is under it. And he makes the half-inning ending catch. However, the Doughboys tie it up.
All right, Ben, since there was a strikeout that inning,
Backus stole second base and then a run scored. Caleb Marmo on the throw. To the bottom of the seventh inning, stretch time at Hunter Wright Stadium. 3-4-5 batters due up for the Axemen looking to regain the lead. It's 1-1. The Axemen on offense when we return. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachia Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. And the Doughboys will bring in a new pitcher. It'll be a no decision for both Liam McCallum and Felix Morin. In six innings, Morin records a quality start, allowing one run on two hits, no walks, and six strikeouts. 52 of his 76 pitches were strikes, a 68% strike rate. Now pitching for Johnson City, Joseph Lopinto out of Canisius, just like his friend Felix Morin, and he's from East Hanover, New Jersey. Mason Swinney will lead off the bottom of the seventh inning when we come back. One tie in the bottom of the seventh inning. Joseph Lopinto is the new pitcher for the Doughboys. Mason Swinney thrives late in the game. In the final three innings this season, Swinney is batting .344. First pitch in for a called strike. He is 11-for-32 in innings 7-9, including 2-for-4 with a double and RBI in his last two games. The 0-1, downstairs, ball one. When you compare that to innings 1-6, he is 18-for-100, batting .180. The 1-1, low and away. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Swinney belts it to second base, collected by Bloomer, and he throws to first for the out. Well hit ball by Swinney.
Now batting third baseman, number 45, Cal Sefcik.
The last time Cal Sefcik came up, which was in the bottom of the fourth inning, he blasted a two-out solo home run. First pitch is low and inside. Sefcik is now on a seven-game hit streak, and he is 12 for his last 23 at-bats. The 1-0 is outside. Hitters count for the Cincinnati Bearcat. The 2-0. Sefcik chops it to first base. Spano charges in and makes the play on first base for the out. Two down in the bottom of the seventh. And Johnson City has momentum. Tanner Kilgore tonight is 0-for-1 with a ground out to third base and a line out to the shortstop, Justin Bell. First offering to Kilgore is in for a strike call. Kilgore is 4-for-16, batting .250, the 0-1. Strike two call, and Joseph Lopinto is off to a hot start. Retired his first two batters on a combined seven pitches and now ahead in the count 0-2 on Kilgore. The pitch, low and away. Johnson City has one run on eight hits. Kingsport one run on two hits. Lopinto from the windup. Hurls home the 1-2. Kilgore swings and misses, strike three, and it's a perfect seventh inning for Lopinto. Through seven, we are level at one apiece. 5-6-7 batters due up for the third time tonight. Nate Connor, Kyler Proctor, and Joey LaMattina look to give the Doughboys their first lead of the night. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there is something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It is a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. Replacing David Ellison in relief, Gavin Hashey. Ellison in two innings allowed an earned run on four hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. The last time Gavin Hashey was on the mound, the most controversial play of the Kingsport season took place. He threw a first pitch to Garrett Garfield, the Burlington catcher, laid down a bunt, clearly went off his bat. We saw it on review, heard the sound. I mean, the call defied sight, sound, and it ended up being a wild pitch that brought home what turned out to be the game-winning run. So Hashey looks to bounce back from an outing that he allowed two runs, one earned. And again, one of them shouldn't have counted. Hashey is 0-2 overall with a 2.63 ERA and 13 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's allowed six runs, four earned on 12 hits, seven walks, and 16 strikeouts. First offering to Connor, ball high and outside. The Doughboys are out hitting the Axemen 8-2, but it's a tie game at one apiece. Hashey has a 1.39 whip, 2.22 opponent average, and 61.2% strike rate. The 1-0, low and inside. Hashey allowed multiple runs for the first time this season in his last appearance on July 17th, earlier this week. 2-0 from Hashey. Strike one call. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Connor waves and misses. Strike two. Ashy was down in the count 2-0 and has squared the count. The 2-2 from the Boston College Eagle. High and outside, and it gets past Thatcher Poteet. Full count. Connor already is a multi-hit game. 2-for-3 with a single and a double. His last time up flew out to deep center field into the glove of Tyree Jackson. Payoff from Hashi. Grounded sharply, foul down the first baseline. In the eighth inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 20-12. The second payoff. Line drive, base hit into right field. It's a leadoff single for Nate Connor, and that is his third leadoff hit of the game. Three-hit game for Nate Connor, who entered tonight 1-for-13 against the Axemen this season. Now Johnson City has the go-ahead runner on first base. Tyler Proctor steps in, singled his last time up. He's 1-for-3. Struck out in the second inning, grounded out in the fourth inning. First offering is low and inside, ball one. A double play would do wonders in taking the pressure off Gavin Hashi. Ball and no strikes on Proctor. The pitch. Foul back. The 1-1, skied high in the air and foul out of play, first base side into the bleachers. The ball and two strikes on Kyler Proctor. Nate Connor is the leadoff runner on first base, following his single on a full count pitch to begin the eighth inning. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Swinney scoops it up. Throw to second in time. New hands throw to first. Yes, siree, Bob. It's a 6-4-3 double play. The Axemen needed that like I need oxygen. That was huge. Defensive play of the game. Swinney to new hand to Kilgore. 6-4-3. Perfection. Base is empty, two outs for Joey LaMartina. 1-for-2 tonight with a walk. Singled his last time up in the top of the sixth inning. First offering, cut and a miss. Ashy looks to face the minimum of three batters. The 0-1. Foul tipped off the backstop, strike two. Tie game in the top of the eighth inning. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The Axemen are 4-1 in tiebreakers this season in case we do go to extras. 4-0 when pitching, 0-1 when hitting. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Gavin Hashi faces the minimum of three batters in a scoreless eighth inning. To the bottom of the eighth, Newhand, Myatt, Poteet, 6-7-8 batters due up when we return.
Fans, we've got our mobile retail shop, also known as tonight.
We'll see if the Canisius Golden Griffith, Joseph Lapinto, returns, and he does after throwing a perfect seventh inning. When we come back, 1-1, bottom of the eighth, on deck.
At East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. You'll be part of an energized community focused on improving the quality of life for people in our region and around the world. Participate in hands-on learning experiences in over 160 academic programs that provide you with knowledge and skills you need to build the future you want. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Johnson City 1, Kingsport 1, bottom of the eighth inning. The season series is tied at 2 games apiece. This is the fifth and final meeting between Johnson City and Kingsport in the regular season. First offering to Newhan is a called strike from Lapinto. Newhan is 0 for 2 with a pair of ground outs to the third baseman, Kyler Proctor. The 0-1, low and away. The 1-1, low and outside, and Newhan jumps ahead in the count. Newhan walked 3 times in his first 123 plate appearances and has walked 3 times in his last 6 since then as he rips the next pitch down the left field line for a base hit. Newhan will head to second base, and he stands up safely with a leadoff double. For Newhan, it is his 6th double of the season and 9th extra base hit. Runner on second, nobody out for Tyler Myatt. All 3 of Kingsport's hits tonight have been for extra bases. First pitch, strike 1 call. Newhan and Jackson both doubled, and Sefcik homered to deep left field. When batting with runners in scoring position, Tyler Myatt is 5 for 24 with all 5 of his RBIs. The 0-1. Myatt pops it up, shallow left field. Shortstop Bell running back, and Marmo charging in, and Marmo drops it! Newhan stays put at second base, and Myatt will reach first base on a catching error by Caleb Marmo. That's why you run it out. Credit to Tyler Myatt, though, for making it a difficult play for Marmo. He really hit it in no man's land. No man's land, by the way, a great song by Billy Joel that is about Long Island, the blossoming of Long Island. Very underrated song. It's not very well known. First line of the song, I've seen those big machines come rolling through the quiet pines. Blue suits and bankers with their Volvos and their Valentines. Back to baseball. Myatt on first base, Newhan on second. Thatcher Poteet up to bat. He lays down a bunt, pulls back, ball 1 outside. The go-ahead run is on second base. Newhan led off with a double, and then Myatt reached on a catching error made by Marmo in left field. Poteet once again lays down a bunt. The 1-0. Pulls back again. Ball 2 low and outside. The man waiting on deck, Tyree Jackson, lives for these late and close situations, and I will tell you why when he comes up. Poteet shows bunt again. The 2-0 pulls back, strike one. He will continue to lay down a bunt until it's a two-strike count, of course. Poteet shows bunt. The 2-1. And it's a bunt, swing, and miss. So two balls and two strikes, and now Poteet will have to swing away. Unless you really want to roll the dice. Square count. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and Poteet throws his bat into the Axeman dugout. Strike three. Johnson City and Kingsport are knotted up at one in the bottom of the eighth inning with runners on first and second and one out. The ninth hitting center fielder, Tyree Jackson, up to bat. First pitch, ground ball foul down the third base line. In late and close situations this season, Tyree Jackson is 9-for-11 with a home run, four RBIs, and no strikeouts. He went 1-for-1 with a two-out, two-strike RBI single in the top of the seventh inning on July 9th at Burlington. That was his last at-bat in this situation. The 0-1, swing and a miss. A late and close situation is when the batting team is leading by one run or tied or has the potential tying run on base, at bat, or on deck in the seventh inning or later. This most certainly qualifies. The 0-2. High and outside, ball one. Jackson has 9 late and close hits and 11 at-bats. No other player in the league has more than 6 late and close base knocks. Myatt on first base. Newhan on second. The 1-2. Jackson rips it down the left field line and just foul. Count remains a ball and two strikes on Tyree Jackson, who doubled in his first at-bat tonight, lined out his last time up. The pitch. Ball high and outside, and the count is square. Mr. Clutch, Tyree Jackson, looking to come through again. The 2-2 from Lepinto. Jackson slowly rolls it, foul down the third base line. It will be a minimum of a 7-pitch plate appearance for Tyree Jackson. The 2-2 once more from Lepinto. Jackson fouls it off the home plate netting. In innings 7 through 9 this season, Jackson is 11-for-32, batting .344, and he went 1-for-2 with a double in his last game. Myatt on first base, Newhan on second. The 2-2 again. Jackson lifts it into shallow left field. Marmo charging in, and he makes the catch. Two outs now in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Now that is right.
Kingsport started the inning with runners on first and second and nobody out. Now it's the same situation, but with two outs. Josh Campos, leadoff batter, due up. First pitch, skied foul and out of play, first base side. Campos tonight is 0-for-3 with a pair of swinging strikeouts, and he grounded out to the first baseman, Braden Spano, his last time up. The go-ahead run on second base is represented by Nico Newhan. The 0-1. Campos fouls it off the backstop. When batting with runners in scoring position, including one at-bat tonight, Campos is 1-for-6. Myatt on first base, Newhand the runner on second. No balls and two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Campos watches ball one outside. A ball and two strikes on Campos. Lapinto looks back at Newhand, fires home. Ball in the dirt, and the count is square. Campos was down to the count 0-2, but has watched back-to-back pitches outside of the strike zone to even up the count. From the stretch, Lapinto fires home the 2-2. Ball three, high and outside, and the count is full. Myatt and Newhand will both take off as soon as the 3-2 pitch is offered from Joseph Lapinto. There they go, the payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Campos is out on strikes. That ends the eighth inning. Joseph Lapinto was in a jam early with runners on first and second and nobody out, then retires three straight batters on a strikeout, flyout, and another strikeout. To the top of the ninth inning. Doughboys have the 8-9-1 batters due up, but then in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Axemen have the 2-3-4 hitters due up, and Sefcik is guaranteed a plate appearance. And Duke McCarron is the new pitcher for the Axemen when we return. Top of the ninth, tie game, Doughboys, Axemen.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Pitching change. Duke McCarron is in for Gavin Hashey. Duke McCarron is an Appalachian League All-Star. He's one of two pitchers on the Axemen roster to make the All-Star game. The other recorded the win in a start yesterday, Mr. Jacob Golston. Duke McCarron, in his first four innings, allowed six earned runs on six hits. Since then, he has allowed one run in eight innings on one hit, three walks, and 13 strikeouts. In his last outing, McCarron's seven-inning hitless streak was snapped, but he threw a scoreless frame on 13 total pitches. Duke McCarron is 2-0 overall with a 5.25 ERA this season. First pitch to Morales is a ground ball into right field for a base hit. Newhand was playing a shift, and it cost him dearly. Leadoff single for Morales. Pinch running for the Doughboys, two-way player Ricky Odette out of Lake Sumter State Junior College in Florida, and he's from Wesley Chapel. It's about 45 minutes away from where I grew up. Runner on first, nobody out for Justin Bell. A first pitch single from Morales, his first hit of the game, and he represents the go-ahead run on first base. First offering from McCarron is a swing and a miss. Duke McCarron overall in 12 innings has allowed seven earned runs on seven hits, six walks, and 19 strikeouts. And he is 3-0 in tiebreaker situations, and you bet he's going to stay in the game if it gets to a tiebreaker. The 0-1, low and inside. He recorded a tiebreaker victory against Elizabethton, Bristol, and Tri-State. One on the road and two at home. A ball and a strike on the ninth hitting shortstop in his Doughboys debut, Justin Bell. The pitch, swing and a miss. Kingsport has turned two double plays tonight. Could they get a third on this pitch? The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Duke McCarron punches out Bell swinging for the first out of the ninth inning. 20 Ks on the season now and 12 and a third innings pitched for Duke McCarron. But the Doughboys are back to the top of the order with the dangerous Caleb Marmo, who tonight is 1-for-3 with a walk and the only Johnson City run scored. First offering from McCarron. Low and away, ball one. Johnson City with one run on 10 hits. Kingsport, one run on 3 hits. The Axemen would be thrilled to get a win tonight. In terms of, look at the hit column, it's all Doughboys. The 1-0, Marmo swings and misses. But all three of those Kingsport hits have been for extra bases, so it's almost like they don't, it doesn't feel like they've been out hit by 7. Ball and a strike on Marmo. Odette leads off first base. McCarron delivers home. Swing and a miss. It was a half cut. I said tonight's game would end at 9:22 p.m. It's 9:12, so 10 minutes on the clock. A ball and 2 strikes on Marmo. The pitch, outside, ball 2. Square count on the leadoff batter. Maryland Terrapin versus Western Kentucky Hilltopper. The 2-2. In the dirt, ball 3. Terp versus Topper. Who will come out on top? I'm taking the turtle in this race. McCarron from the stretch checks on Odette, the pinch runner on first base. And he throws back, and it almost got past Kilgore. That would have been costly. McCarron peeks at Odette. Hurls home the payoff pitch. Ball 4 downstairs. And it's a full count walk for Marmo. Now Johnson City has runners on first and second and one out. The go-ahead run is in scoring position, and it sends up Chase Bloomer. Bloomer out of SIU Edwardsville. He's from Ottawa, Kansas. Comes up in a huge spot. The Doughboys with a win are back in front of the Axemen by 4 games. But with the loss, the Axemen are within 2 games. It's the biggest game of the season for Kingsport especially. Marmo on first, Odette on second, one out. Chase Bloomer up to bat, struck out swinging his last time up. First offering from McCarron is a ball low and inside. No bullpen action for Kingsport. This is all up to Duke McCarron. The 1-0. Ground ball to shortstop. Swinney collects it. Throws to third, but it goes wild. Odette will score on the errant throw, and 2 runners advance, and the Doughboys take their first lead of the game. 2-1 Johnson City.
Now batting number 13, Colby Backus.
Just backbreaking. That is the second time tonight that there's been a wild throw looking to get a force out. Sefcik to second base and Swinney to third base, and the Doughboys are ahead 2-1. And now manager Rick Adair will make a mound visit. Well, the Axemen will need to score in the bottom of the ninth inning. At least one. Doughboys are still threatening. The Axemen are not nearly off the hook. Runners on second and third, one out for Colby Backus, who has torched Kingsport this season. He is 7-for-12 against the Axemen with three extra base hits. Bloomer on second base, Marmo on third. Kingsport looks to stay within one run, entering the bottom of the ninth inning, where they do have the 2-3-4 hitters due up. First offering to Backus. Ball inside. The Axemen have now committed two throwing errors in the field, and both led to the Doughboys' two runs. The 1-0. Inside, and it hit Backus. So he reaches on an HBP, and that loads the bases. It sure didn't look like it hit him. But it's not the worst thing in the world. Now you have a force out. In the reality, the runner on first really doesn't matter that much. The bases are loaded with one out for the cleanup batter, Braden Spano. He's the only Doughboy starter without a hit tonight, and one here. We give the Doughboys their first multi-run lead of the game as the opening pitch, swing and a miss. Spano is 0-for-4, no strikeouts. He's lined out twice and flied out twice. Backus on first base, Bloomer on second, Marmo on third. 2-1 Doughboys in the top of the ninth inning. McCarron from the stretch position. Earls home the 0-1. Strike two call. No balls and two strikes on Spano. Yet to reach base tonight. The pitch. Downstairs, and it rolls to the left of Poteet, but he's able to keep it close to him, so the runners will stay put. One-two count, one out on the cleanup batting first baseman. The pitch. Check swing. Did not go around. It evens up the count on Braden Spano. McCarron locks in. Gets the sign from Poteet. And comes set. The 2-2. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! Spano is out on strikes, and McCarron strikes out his second batter of the inning. Big time K to keep this game at a one-run deficit.
Now batting number 2, Nate Connor.
It brings up Nate Connor, who has been the best offensive player tonight for the Doughboys. He is 3-for-4, doubled in the second inning, singled in the fourth, and singled in the eighth. Backus on first, Bloomer on second, Marmo on third. First offering is a ball outside. It once again rolls to the left of Poteet, but he's able to keep it in front. Ball and no strikes on Connor. The pitch. Ball low and inside, 2-0 count. And now the next pitch, this has to be a strike from McCarron. Two balls, no strikes. Nate Connor 3-for-4 tonight in the left-handed batter's box. The pitch. Strike one call. Big time pitch. Bases loaded, two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Doughboys ahead 2-1. McCarron fires home the 2-1. Low and inside, ball three, and he is one ball away from walking home the third Doughboys run of the game, which would give Johnson City its first multi-run advantage of the evening. Doughboys batting with runners in scoring position tonight are 1-for-13. A 3-1. Strike two call. Oh, yeah. It gets real now. Full count, two outs, bases loaded. Kingsport looks to stay within one run, entering the bottom of the ninth inning. McCarron has to lock in, and I think he is locked in. The payoff. Ball four, high and outside. It's an RBI walk for Nate Connor. It scores Kayla Marmo, and the Doughboys lead 3-1. So Kingsport will have to score multiple runs in the ninth inning. Connor on first base. Backus on second. Bloomer on third. Two outs for Proctor. First offering, swing and a miss. Proctor is 1-for-4 tonight. Grounded into a double play his last time up in the eighth inning. The 0-1. Strike two call. Kingsport looks to stay within a pair now, entering the bottom of the ninth. Playoff hopes seem almost shattered with a loss tonight. The 0-2. Ball high. Proctor stays alive. Through six innings, Johnson City was scoreless. They put up one in the seventh and two so far in the ninth inning. A late burst from the Doughboys. The 1-2. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! McCarron strikes out the side. But Johnson City does put up two in the top of the ninth inning. RBI walk from Nate Connor. And then the go-ahead run was scored on a Chase Bloomer single that brought home Ricky Odette. All right, last chance for the Axemen. Bottom of the ninth coming up next. Be back in a moment. Johnson City 3, Kingsport 1. 2-3-4 batters due up when we return. First pitch to Johnson Jr. is in for a called strike. Bottom of the ninth inning. Next pitch, Johnson Jr. bloops it into shallow left field. Bell running back, and he makes the catch. One down. Base is empty, one out for Mason Swinney. First pitch called strike. It is still LoPinto on the mound, who has been phenomenal on the mound. The 0-1, low and outside. LoPinto in 2 1/3 scoreless innings pitched has allowed no walks, one hit, and struck out three batters. A ball and a strike. The pitch. Ball two, low and away. Well, if Swinney reaches base, Sefcik is on deck, and he's already homered tonight. The 2-1. Ball three, low and outside again. He's missing in that same spot. And if I'm Swinney, I take this pitch. Play the odds. The 3-1. Fouled back. Full count on Mason Swinney. If he reaches base, the game-tying run is on deck, represented by Cal Sefcik. The payoff from LoPinto. Ball four, high and outside, and it's a one-out walk for Mason Swinney. Three of Sefcik's four home runs have come in the eighth inning or later. First offering, Sefcik blasts it into deep left field. Forget about it. It's a game-tying two-run home run for Cal Sefcik, and it's 3-3. It's a multi-home run game for the Cincinnati Bearcats. You'll never walk alone in Kingsport. And now it is Tanner Kilgore. First offering. Foul back. Chaos in Kingsport. The 0-1. Blowing outside. The 1-1. High. Ball two. So Cal Sefcik game-tying two-run blast. The 2-1 from LoPinto. High and inside, ball three. And all of a sudden, the pendulum favors the Kingsport Axemen. The 3-1. Kilgore grounds it to shortstop. Collected by Bell. Throw to first is on the money for the out, and that's the second out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Base is empty, two outs for Nico Newhan. He has the only walk-off hit for the Axemen this season. That came very early in the campaign on June 11th, a 9-8 win over Pulaski. First offering, low and away, ball one. A ball and new strikes on Newhan. The pitch. Ripped into the left center gap for a base hit. Newhan rounds first on his way to second base. And it is a multi-double game for Newhan. A two-out, two-bagger.
Now batting, designated hitter,
Baseball players dream of moments like these. And now manager Kevin Mahoney makes a mound visit. And the boos roar in. The Doughboys make a pitching change. Lupinto is done. He's responsible for the runner on second base. Now pitching for the Doughboys. Bryce McCain out of Blinn Junior College in Texas. Runner on second, two outs. Tyler Myatt up to bat, looking to walk it off when we return. Bryce McCain replaces Joseph Lupinto. Runner on second, two outs for Tyler Myatt. Tonight he is hitless in three at-bats with two strikeouts. First pitch, ball outside. Sefcik tied the game with a two-run blast earlier in the bottom of the ninth inning. The game-winning run on second base represented by Newhan, the 1-0. Ball two outside. Hitters count for Myatt, who can extend his hit streak to five games in epic fashion. The 2-0. Low and inside, ball three. McCain looks back at Newhan, fires home the 3-0. Myatt mashes it into deep center field. Back is going back, and he makes the inning-ending catch. Oh, boy. I love the aggressiveness on the 3-0 pitch. I think that I thought it was going to pay off, but that does it for regulation. We go to a tiebreaker. The Axemen will be on defense, and Duke McCarron, of course, is the man to close it out. This is how the tiebreaker works. If Johnson City scores before three outs are recorded, the Doughboys win. If the Axemen record three outs before the Doughboys score, Kingsport is victorious. Kingsport is 4-1 in tiebreakers this season. Johnson City, 0-0, because they have yet to play in a tiebreaker. Runner on first, nobody out. First offering from McCarron. Inside ball one. Kyler Proctor is the runner on first base. La Martina ahead in the count, 1-0. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Savcic scoops it up. Throw to second in time. Newhand doesn't have a play to first base, but that should be runner's interference, and they're not calling that. That is a joke to not call that. Clear as day, runner's interference, and now manager Rick Adair will come out to argue this. It could not be easier to call that. Rick Adair is furious. He's going after him, and the crowd is cheering for him. Egregious missed call. Again, I don't like to rip on umpires because I think they work very hard. But that's just officiating blasphemy. I mean, Newhand had no chance to throw to first base. Runner on first, one out. Christian Toledo pinch hitting. First offering, strike one call from Duke McCarron. A double play ends the tiebreaker for the Axemen. No balls and a strike on Toledo. La Martina leads off first base. McCarron fires home. Ball high and inside. The good news is that the runner on first base is not a threat to steal, La Martina. McCarron from the stretch position. Hurls home the 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. When Duke McCarron pitches in tiebreakers, the Axemen are 3-0. He leads the league in tiebreakers. The 1-2 from the Maryland Terrapin. Foul tip. The count remains 1-2 on Christian Toledo. A Maryland Terrapin facing Toledo out of Allegheny College of Maryland. La Martina leads off first base. The 1-2 again from McCarron. Swing and a miss! Hoo-ah! The Axemen are one out away from winning the tiebreaker. It is all up to Justin Bell. Runner on first, two outs. First offering from McCarron. Ball high and inside. Duke McCarron is 3-0 in tiebreakers this season. Defeated Tri-State on June 27th, Bristol on July 7th, and Elizabethton on June 21st. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, strike one. Johnson City led 3-1 entering the bottom of the ninth inning, and Cal Sefcik launched a game-tying two-run home run to take us to the tiebreaker. McCarron hurls home the 1-1. Just missed inside, and the crowd does not like it. Two balls and a strike on Justin Bell, who in regulation went 1-for-4 with a pair of swinging strikeouts in each of his two final at-bats. The 2-1. Outside ball three. And if you walk Bell, it's back to the top of the order for Caleb Marmo. Hitters count for Justin Bell. The Axemen are one out away from clinching the season series against the Doughboys. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Swinney collects it, and he steps on the second base to win the tiebreaker. The Axemen complete the series sweep over the Doughboys. They win the tiebreaker 3-3. Since losing eight in a row, Kingsport has won two straight. Duke McCarron is now 4-0 in tiebreakers this season. Magnificent victory for the Axemen, who are now within two games of second place Johnson City. This feels like Kingsport baseball. With the win, the Axemen improved to 17-21 overall. With the loss, Johnson City is back down to 500 at 18-18. Player of the game, is it even a question? Cal Sefcik, 2-for-4, all three of Kingsport's RBIs, a pair of home runs, one in the fourth inning to take the lead, one in the ninth inning to tie it. Johnson City scored 3 runs on 11 hits. Kingsport scored 3 runs on 5 hits. Brilliant victory for Kingsport. Come from behind, thrilling fashion. Tomorrow night, the Axemen play the fifth of their 5-game homestand against the Bluefield Ridge Runners, looking to win their third in a row. No winning pitcher, no losing pitcher, but in reality, Duke McCarron is a winner. 4-0 in tiebreakers. The pressure does not get to him. But tomorrow night, the Axemen take on the Ridge Runners. First pitch at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. From Kingsport, I'm Ben Slotnick. The Axemen complete the 2-game series sweep over the Doughboys and, most importantly, have the head-to-head over Johnson City at 3-2. So if it comes down to a tiebreaker, the Axemen have the head-to-head, and it's because they won a tiebreaker, scoring 2 runs to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pitcher of the game, Liam McCallum. 5 innings, no runs on 4 hits, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. All right. From Hunter Wright Stadium, I'm Ben Slotnick. The Axemen win the tiebreaker and improve to 5-1 in TBs this season. Good night.